USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coronavirus is still taking a heavy toll on the economy, with businesses closing and the travel industry coming to a standstill. The Trump administration announced it's working with Congress on a $1 trillion emergency economic stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says for some industries, like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
So he says he's going to ask Congress to approve cutting checks from the Treasury, a measure last used during the Great Recession.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney from Utah has proposed a one-time $1,000 payment. The stimulus package sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Facebook says it's offering $100 million in grants to small businesses in dozens of countries that's been affected by the coronavirus. They said the funds are intended to support 30,000 small businesses where the social media company has employees. They're also giving their employees a $1,000 bonus to deal with the epidemic. A former Republican congressman has been given a prison sentence, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Duncan Hunter's been sentenced to almost a year in prison for campaign finance violations. The former representative from California learning that he'll be there for at least 11 months after he did plead guilty back in December. The plea to a charge of conspiracy to misuse campaign funds came after the Republican and his wife were accused of paying for personal expenses with campaign funds. Hunter left Congress in January. His wife has not yet been sentenced. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has tallied wins in primary elections in Florida and in Illinois. The elections have been hampered by the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Voter turnout in three states where Democratic primary elections were held seems to be light in lieu of the coronavirus outbreak. Officials in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois say a number of poll workers did not report and the number of people showing up to vote is significantly lower than expected. This seems to be a two-horse race between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, a key for the Democrats to beat President Trump in the fall, though, is going to be the party uniting. I had a chance to catch up with former Barack Obama campaign manager David Plouffe, and he shares with me one of the ways that the people can unite on the Democratic side of the aisle after this primary.
The party has a role. When I say the party, I mean it's really people, right? So Biden and Sanders doing and saying the right thing. You know, eventually Barack and Michelle Obama will be part of trying to unify the party. Let's say you live in a state and you were supporting Joe Biden. By the way, a lot of people, they might have been supporting Amy Klobuchar 3 weeks ago, right? But now they're Biden supporters. But, you know, and you know the most active Sanders people in your community, invite them over to your house. Say, listen, let's figure out how we're going to move forward. And some of those folks aren't going to be ready to move forward right away. You know, when your candidate loses in a primary, it can really hit you hard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.